Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flash. Listen, I'm always glad you're here. You know, I feel like I say this a lot. I'm trying not to be broken records, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. And listen, it's hard to believe August is here. School's getting ready to start, all the feels. You know, it's just summer is awesome. It's always nice to get back in. For me, it's nice to get back in the routine and doing things. But I miss that summertime fun with the family, doing all the camps, the golf, the going to the lake, all the fun things. So listen, let's get diving in and just see where our conversation leads us today. So, you know, before we get started, you know, I want us to always be real. You know, I feel like sometimes as teachers, we don't need necessarily more ideas. We need things that actually work in our classrooms. And hopefully in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to build something that you can use tomorrow. So let's get diving in. So we're going to be talking for this episode about students learning differently when they're heard. So with that, the last episode, we talked about upgrading your station rotations, making sure that what happens inside of each station produces real thinking and just not completion. So today we're going to go one step further because thinking is only half of it. The other half is what happens when students get to say what they are thinking out loud in their own words in a way that someone actually hears. And this is just not a station conversation anymore. This is a whole classroom conversation because student voice, that real student voice, changes what learning looks like anywhere in the room. At a station, during class discussions, at the end of an independent task, when students are heard, they learn differently. And that is what today's episode's going to be about. So I want you to think about the last time a student in your class really spoke and not just answered the question correctly, not repeated back something you said. They actually shared something that was fully theirs, a thought, a connection, an idea that came from them. And if we really think about it, how often does that actually happen? And when it does, what changes in the room? Because I think most of us know the answer to that second question. When a student really speaks, I really believe something shifts. I believe other students start to lean in. The energy in the room changes. The learning gets real for them. So the question is, why don't we design for that more often? And, you know, in most classrooms, student voice shows up in one or two ways, answering a question correctly or staying quiet. That is it. That's the range of it. And over time, students learn what kind of speaking is expected. They learn to wait for the right moment. They learn to say what the teacher needs to hear. They learn that their real thinking, their actual opinion, their genuine confusion, their unexpected connection, it's not really what the class is looking for. And so they stop bringing it. And because they don't have anything to say, but because nobody built a space for them to say it. So, you know, we say that we want student voice, but when I think about it, we mostly want what student compliance. We want that student compliance that sounds like voice, right? Are you following me on that? So students only speak to answer questions. They're not communicating. They are performing, right? And performed thinking does not grow the way real thinking grows, all right? So let's think about what changes when a student has to actually communicate their learning. Not just write it down for a grade, not just answer a multiple choice question, actually explain it in their own words to someone who's going to listen. Here's what I know is going to happen. The student has to organize their thinking. They have to find appropriate vocabulary. They have to find appropriate words, context words, content words. They have to make a decision about what matters most. And in that moment of organizing, finding, and deciding, they have to find out what actually they understand, not what they wrote on the graphic organizer, not what they circled on the quiz paper, but what they actually know. So you cannot explain something you do not own. And that's the shift. When we ask students to communicate their learning, we find out what actually is there, right? So here's some moves to think about, okay? Move number one, the Adobe Express in using your voice, right? So I think about, really, you know, I think the move here is, I think, is going to change how a lot of teachers think about student expression. So in Adobe Express, it's not necessarily a new tool, new design. It's something that's been there for a while, but inside of that, students can open up a teacher-created template already designed, whether you create it or you let Adobe find you a template they've already created, and it's already structured, right? Inside of that, you know, they can add their words, their text, their graphics. They can make it their own, but we can also add our voice directly to it. So let's think about how's this look in our classroom, right? So a teacher builds a simple template in Adobe Express. Maybe it has a visual, an image, a graphic, a quote, right? We've already talked about that. But maybe it has a few more text boxes with guiding questions already filled in there. So the students open it, they customize those elements, and then this is the part that changes everything. They click record voiceover, they explain their thinking out loud, their voice gets added directly to the design, not a separate file, not a podcast, and not a production, right? Just a student in a template, they can see, they can look at it, they can read it, saying what they learned and why it matters. So I truly believe this kind of design carries content. The voice carries thinking. And here's what produces what that a written response can never can. You can hear the confidence, the uncertainty in their voice. You can hear the student who is completely with you. You can hear the student who is working, who is still working something out, right? Those are different instructional next steps, and you would never have known without hearing it. This works at a station. It works as a whole class closing activity. It works as an independent task before students leave the room. The structure doesn't matter to me, but what matters is the student's voice is in the work and not just their handwriting. Okay? Here's move number two. Let's think about Padlet, right? So if Adobe Express to you feels like too much of a lift to start, too much to start with, let's think about Padlet. Padlet gives your student voice with almost no setup at all. And so here's the move, okay? Open up a Padlet with one prompt, not what did you learn, something that requires real thinking, right? What would you tell a friend who missed this class? What is the most important thing you figured out today and why? And always a fan favorite is, what are you still wondering about? So inside of Padlet, students are going to post a response. And you know, there's several different ways to do that, whether it's a timeline, whether it's just a bunch of math sticky notes all over the place. But inside that, students are going to, Padlet supports the audio, right? So students record their voice. They answer the question that you have for them. And they let it go. Now you have an actual word wall of student voices using technology. And it's not published. It's not published, but not polished. It's not performed. These are real students, real thinking, real in the moment. And here's what happens in the room when you display it, right? Students listen to each other. They can hear their own thinking reflect back. They can hear a classmate say something that they had not thought of, and they can comment on that. So this is learning, right? This is the kind of moment that sticks. And as a teacher, you now have something that you can respond to, not a stack of papers, not a gradebook score, a room full of voices that tell you exactly where students are. And I love that. So many times we're just reading papers and we're trying to understand the student. But we can tell by our voices if we know it, we kind of know it, or we're just lost. And we can tell that instantly when we start speaking. Now, this is a new one for me, move three, and it's Seesaw. I don't know how many of you use Seesaw before, but Seesaw was built really for student voice, right? Not necessarily a quiz platform, not necessarily a content delivery tool. It's for students to document and communicate their learning over time. So here's what it looks like for student voice specifically, right? So a student completes something, a design, written piece, math problem, project. They take a photo of it. They can upload it to Seesaw. And then this is the move. They record themselves explaining it, not reading it back, explaining it. Why did you make that, you know, here's some questions, right? So why did you make that choice? What was hard about this? What would you do differently if you did it again? And these questions really are set up to require a student to step out of the work and think about the thinking. And over time, that collection becomes something powerful. A student can go back and hear themselves explaining something from September and compare it to how the same concept in March. That is growth made audible, right? Not a test score, not a grade. A student hearing their own voice, getting clearer, more confident, more precise. Again, ownership. And ownership changes what students are willing to do. And we know that, especially our conversations with Michael Wesley and having students own what they're doing and sharing that outside of the classroom. Okay. So when we look at those individual things, our stations, right? But we want to also address whole group, right? Because everything we have talked about from Adobe to Padlet to Seesaw, those are all really lanes, right? The real idea is bigger than any of them. And I believe in this age of instruction, we must share these new ideas the same way we've always taught. But student voices is not new, right? Teachers have always known that students learn better when they can explain their thinking. What is new is our ability to capture that voice, right? There's so many things out there that we're able to use to capture that. And to capture it, we're making it visible. We're making it permanent. Making it something students can return to. A student who records themselves explaining something in October is a different learner by December, not because of the tool, but because of the act of explaining over and over in their own words to a real audience. It builds understanding that a worksheet never could. Right. And I think about the show. I think about my professional life. The more we're able to speak to a real audience, the more we can grow, the more we understand our thinking, and we're able to communicate that better, not because we are practicing using our voice, but we understand the power of thinking and changing how we're explaining something so everyone understands that. So the question is still the same, right? When we think about all these things, are the students being heard? Not just managed, not just assessed, heard. Man, that's a lot, right? It's deep. So here's what I've seen when student voice becomes a regular part of the classroom, right? Students get better at explaining their thinking, not just better at recording themselves, right? We just talked about that. Man, my thoughts are running together. And when we think about explaining the forces of clarity, you cannot record a voiceover on something you're confused about and not know that you're confused. The recording reveals our gaps, and the students start to fill in those gaps themselves before the teacher ever has to point them out. That is metacognition, right? So that is students taking ownership of their own learning, and it happens when we give them a real platform to speak from. So here's what this really is about today. Every student has something worth saying. Most classrooms never find out what that is. Not because we as teachers do not care, but because we have not built a structure that makes student voice easy to capture, easy to hear, and easy to respond to. Because, you know, Adobe Express gives voice somewhere to live. Padlet makes it visible to the whole room. Seesaw builds it over the recording growth over time. But the belief underneath all three tools is the same. When a student is heard, right? Listen to that. When a student is heard, And not just somewhat heard, really heard. They bring more of themselves to the learning, right? They become more vulnerable. They give more of those thoughts. And that's where learning goes farther, right? So students learn differently when they are heard. You're addressing more of the classroom. And because the act of communicating of learning forces students to own what they're saying, right? Because we always tell our students, you can't take back what you're saying. So it really forces them to own what they're doing. And really, you can't explain something that you don't own, that you don't understand. So if you can't find the words for something that's truly not yours yet, think about when we ask students to speak their learning. We find out what is actually there, and that knowledge that students actually know versus what they appear to know is the most important information we as teachers can have. Give students a platform and find out what they're actually thinking, okay? So here it is, one move this week. Pick the lane that fits your classroom. If you want students to have a voice of a visual and that shows and tells, build or share an Adobe Express template with your students. Ask them to customize it. Add the voiceover, explaining their thinking. Design the content that carries their voice and their learning. If you want students to voice visible to the whole room super quick, create that Padlet. Have your one prompt. Ask them to post their audio response, not just a text. They can read it. They can play it back. They can comment on others. And it's always there. They can come back to it tomorrow and the next day. And if you want to build it over time, have students record themselves explaining one piece of work in Seesaw this week. Not a finished product, a thinking recording. Let them hear themselves. Let them hear you. Same goal, different lanes. Pick the one that fits best for you, right? So you got three options. I think one of those is going to fit with what you do. Now, again, before we wrap this up, what's one move that we could make tomorrow that would actually change what students are doing in the learning? So give students a platform to say what they are thinking, whether it's Adobe Express, Padlet, Seesaw, maybe it's another one. Pick something. Try it this week. See what happens. And listen to what comes back to you. Because what students say when they actually get to speak will change how you teach them, right? I believe that. Try it. See what happens. And just don't quit if something doesn't work out day one. You've got to continue to push. You've got to continue to go through that. So in continuing to wrap this episode up, you know, every student has something worth saying. Most classrooms never find out what it is. Give students a template. Give them a wall. Give them a portfolio. Give them something to speak into, and then just listen. What you hear will change what you teach and how you teach it. So there's your one move. Try it tomorrow. Because we know students learn differently when they are heard. Give them a platform, find out what they know. And there you go. One idea, something you can use tomorrow. So listen, I hope you've enjoyed episode 92. I hope you've enjoyed some of those thoughts that I have and sharing the voice. And I really think that comes back to myself and podcasting, creating the show, sharing this with teachers, because it really does change our thinking. And I've told this to several people. I can be in here recording a show, talking about these ideas, and something sparks because how I've said it out loud. And I'm taking more ownership of what's going on. So give those three things a try this week, next week. Just pick one of them. I think you're gonna find something behind that student voice with your students. So I hope you've enjoyed episode 92. And until next time, we'll catch you later. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.